Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. You guys already know what to do. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA underscore QB1. Also, follow on Instagram, ALPA underscore QB1. Also on Facebook, a little pocket awareness. Also, you know, follow us on Twitter. Also, at the Mark John NFL for me, and then at King Manilos for Chris. And we are a little pocket awareness. So, Chris, we took a little break last week, but we're back. You just had your game yesterday. Yeah. A little ugly, but ugly.
Comes down to the trenches on both sides of the ball for the Green Bay Packers. Cannot blame Jordan Love on this one.
Yeah, you can't blame Jordan Love at all, man. Yeah, I mean, he's under pressure like 47% of the time. I think I saw
it was
in the 40s. In the 40s is too much. In the 40s is too much. But I mean, he's missing all the good players over there. So, you know, I was mad because they messed up my parlay because they didn't play Christian Watson at the end of the game. I was thinking like, okay, it's 27-3. I'm getting these garbage time things because I went a little crazy with Christian Watson. You know, I had 70 plus yards. I thought he just get at least one deep ball. That's all it takes is one deep ball. He doesn't need a lot of catches, right? And I was gonna go, I went with him anytime touchdown. And of course, he gets the anytime touchdown, and then he has 25 yards. And I'm thinking, okay, 27-11, he's gonna get some targets.
And then he doesn't play. Yeah.
I was so mad.
I really am just not understanding what they're doing. And it's really, they're just like these just personnel decisions. You're going to play Aaron Jones, you're going to play Christian Watson, but then you don't actually use either of them. Just have them sit out. If you're so worried about them getting hurt or re-hurting their injury, they have no business being on the field. Just put them as out. Say that they're not going to be even involved in the game. This was awful. This was truly awful for a lot of different reasons. One, so we'll start there with the personnel decisions. Bakhtiari goes on the IR.
Uh-huh.
Why? Why did you start him week one? Why do you start him week one if you know his knee is in that bad of shape that he then did not play week two or week three? You know, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Oh, is he sitting out because of it's turf? You know what? He's done. He's not a Packer anymore.
No,
his career in Green Bay is over, and we're gonna
end. You think so? You think it's like that?
We're gonna have to pay an injury settlement next season.
Yeah.
Like it's been 2 years of this. It's been 2 years of this, and he still can't. He's played one game in 2 years. What are they even doing? What's the decision-making process over there? It makes no sense to me. And that's why I say about Aaron Jones and Christian Watson. They've babied Watson the entire season. They gave him, like, five snaps. They gave Aaron Jones five snaps.
And he got a touchdown. I was so mad.
Dude, don't even get me started. They were the two most productive players on offense. A.J. Dillon has turned into background noise. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that man is.
And he played Wilson.
He's not the same guy that's been on the field the last two seasons.
Give Wilson a chance if they need to do.
The offensive line is in total disarray. I'm a big fan of Tom playing tackle. I like Walker coming in as the backup left tackle. But what about Nyman? Yosh was our swing tackle last year. He came in. He was very good. Put Yosh back at right tackle. Slide Tom back into guard because he was successful there. Runyon and I can't even think of the other guard's name. He's a backup anyway. Like Jenkins is out on injury too because AJ Dillon rolled into him against the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Josh Myers is not the answer. Justin Myers, Josh Myers. I can't even remember his name. You know why? Because the only name I remember is Christian Humphreys, Creed Humphreys, who got picked the next pick after we took Myers. So this is a team that's normally very good with how they've handled their offensive line. And we've never had a suspect offensive line. And just the decision-making on personnel has become incredibly suspect to start off the season in, on the offensive line.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're 2-2, though. So, I mean, they have time.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Watson. The next, we have two games.
And the Vikings are 0-3.
We have two games in the month of October. We play you guys. And then we play your Raiders. And then we play Denver. And that's it for October.
I feel like we're kind of equal teams here,
Chris. Bro, we're beating you. I'm sorry.
I feel like we're kind of equal teams,
bro. You're the Raiders. We're
a little equal. I'm just saying, it's not gonna, not a for sure thing.
You got, you know, Chandler. You got Chandler Jones melting down like crazy. We've got 2 weeks to prepare for you. There's no reason we lose the game to you. I'm sorry.
What do you think? I mean,
I'm sorry.
And we have Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's healthy. So, I mean, I don't know if he's going to play this week, but I mean, we want to comment on games from last week. I mean, he is what he is.
He is what he is, right?
I don't know how to explain it. That's why I talk about my instant reaction. Raiders fans is like, I'm not getting mad at Jimmy Garoppolo because I'm not surprised. Yeah. Why should I be mad? Like, this is on Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels is calling like the Tom Brady offense for him. He's like giving him like the calculus. Like, this is gonna be he thought he was gonna come out with Jimmy Garoppolo and throw for 300 yards. I'm like, dog, have you watched his film?
Yeah, bro, like, turn around and give Josh Jacobs the football. He was the leading rusher last year in the NFL.
They can't run. No, see, that's the problem. The problem is, Chris, they can't throw deep. So why should we even worry about it? We're just going to come load the box. I mean, the Bills are a too high football team. They have Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer because they like to play too high. That's why those guys are there. You know what they did against us, Chris? It was like they're the Seahawks. They played cover three. Why? Why should we worry about it? You aren't going to throw deep. You can't throw deep outside. So. Yeah.
Well, Devontae already wants off your team.
He didn't say that. He was trying to call out Jimmy, I think, because Jimmy's out there lost. He's out there with his manager brothers. His brother's his manager. He's out there trying to get some women. You know what I mean? Get that playbook, dog. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you not know this, man? How do you not know what your second read is? That's his problem. I'm watching him. I do every single play. This is terrible. This is an awful season for me at this point with Phil. So I have to watch every single throw. Who did this to me? Like, this is, but it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. It's all right. I'll survive. I'm upset because it's just mismanagement. It's not because the talent's not there. The talent for the Green Bay Packers is very evident, and we've got a good team. We just need get their heads on straight for coaching. Don't even get me started on the defense. Joe Barry and the personnel decisions that he's making and the calls that he's making for the plays for the defense, it drives me absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. I can't blame him for all the games, but I can definitely blame him for the way that game got away from the Packers last night, because some of those personnel decisions and what he's bringing out to face that offensive line, he stayed nickel for basically the entire game. For what reason? I don't even know. Mauled, absolutely mauled at the line of scrimmage, and he stayed in nickel the whole time.
See, the thing is, in my opinion, I think to have a good NFL defense, you have to be able to be in nickel as your base. So if you can't be in nickel as your base, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, well,
I don't know
how you start. He was playing too high, and he had his corners 8 to 10 yards off the receivers the entire game. Like, you're that afraid of Jared Goff lighting you up? No wonder they're going to run all over you.
Joe Barry plays he plays at soft quarters. Like,
I hate it. I play
soft, soft quarters.
There's so much talent on this team. There's no reason to be playing that defense.
I mean, because everybody's just scared of the deep ball. That's why you play quarters.
I hate it. It drives me absolutely insane. Blame
Patrick Mahomes, bro. It's Mahomes' fault.
There's no reason with the talent that they have defensively for them to be running the defensive scheme that they are. They need an attitude adjustment in Green Bay, because it doesn't feel like there's anybody on the field that's like, we're playing football and I'm here to mess you up. That's what it doesn't feel like that. And there's plenty of guys on the field that I know that can. Kenny Clark's supposed to be a beast. Rashad Gary is a beast. Like, it's not like we don't have guys that can do it. Quay Walker, Quay made like 20 tackles last night, and he was so exhausted he forgot a rule about not being able to run up and jump over a defensive lineman or the long snapper. Mm-hmm. Like, that's coaching too. Like, yeah, maybe how's your old guy screw that up? Wasn't he supposed to be a special teams genius?
I guess he is, but for some reason he didn't have Keyshawn Nixon returning kicks in the Raiders. So I don't know.
It doesn't even matter because he's given up two special teams touchdowns. We've given up two punt returns.
That's what I'm saying, because he slipped on the Keyshawn Nixon by accident. Yeah. I mean, because he had Keyshawn Nixon and him were in the same room for like 4 years, and Keyshawn Nixon didn't return one kick. And then he's on the Packers, and he's like the best return guy in the league. Like, he got one to the fourth.
Bro, he brings everything out. He brings everything out.
and nobody gets mad at him because he might take him back.
No, I'm not even mad. I don't care.
And the Raiders had him for 4 years, Chris. 4 years. He didn't return one kick. And Rich Bisaccia was there. So I don't care what Rich Bisaccia says. Like, yo, he was there, and you had this guy. He had the best kick return in the league, and he's just chilling on the sideline, where, you know, maybe blocking on a kick or something. I don't want to talk about this. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's get to
other games here.
Yeah, because we had to take a little bit of time off, we're going to focus on these upcoming games.
Yeah, so let's start with the big game, Chris. You know, again, I'm starting with if you know. We're starting with Bills and Dolphins.
Yeah, is there an important game this week or something?
Yeah, it's Bills versus Dolphins. It's who is the king? This is like the Dolphins' chance to show they're the kings of the AFC if they take down the Bills, which they usually do. Though, so this is the thing about these AFC East teams lately is that, I mean, the Dolphins beat them last year.
Yes, they did.
Right? The Jets have beat the Bills.
Yeah, but why? Why? Why have both of those teams? Why did both of those teams beat the Bills last year, Marcus? What happened right at the end of the game in both of those?
Well, Josh Allen had a bad game.
Both times. Yeah.
Both times.
He threw an interception and cost his team the game at the end when they had a drive to come back and win it.
But I think the difference now, though, is that we don't have Brian Flores or his defensive coordinator that kind of stayed from the previous years to be very familiar with Josh Allen. Now, I'm sure maybe Mike McDaniel knows defense and he can, you know, help Vic Fangio understand what they like to do.
But and all the tape that they have from their two times a year against Josh Allen, you see what's successful, you know what's winning against him. The defense for the Bills, they don't have Poyer for this game. He's out. We're talking about Hamlin starting his first game this season.
See, you know, I don't want to get too into week one, but the Dolphins gave up 34 points in week one, okay? I mean, we all talk about two in the offense. Justin Herbert chopped them boys up, too.
Ain't nobody care about what the defense gave up. It's a shootout. What's the over in this game, Marcus? Please tell me it's like 56.
It's 53.5. But still, okay? Still, I'm just saying, I don't know how good this defense has adapted to what Vic Fangio has to do, because they're in a new defensive scheme.
Sure.
Okay. They're playing against a different team, right? And I think Sean McDermott is calling the defensive plays at this point. He is the defensive coordinator over there. There's no more Leslie Frazier. This is Sean McDermott. And, you know, the Bills, they have given up since week one. Well, they only gave up 16 week one, okay? Let's start there.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You can't start there and just leave it alone and say week one they only gave up 16 points. Why did they only give up 16 points, Marcus, in week one?
Well, because Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Because Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Exactly. And I'm not counting the special team touchdown that they lost on. Uh-huh. I'm not counting that. Okay. But since then, they've given up 10-3.
All right. Who did they play week? Who did they play week two?
They played the Raiders.
And who did they play week three?
They played the Commanders.
Okay. So.
Okay. I'll stop you there, because what I'm going to say is
and Sam Howell.
So they did their job. Because they picked off Sam Howell four times.
Yes,
they right?
did their job.
They're a great defense. They picked them off four times.
They did what they were supposed to against those three quarterbacks.
They picked off Jimmy Garoppolo twice. So they have six turnovers in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Against some bottom tier quarterbacks.
The reason why I think the Bills win this game, okay, I'm going to tell you what.
Mark, he's straight up. Are they going to cover? Are they just winning?
They're going to cover. They're going to win this game. You want to
What's the line? Give me the line on it.
No, no, Chris. It doesn't matter. I don't care what the line is. I don't care what anything. Oh, it's minus 147. Okay, it's minus 147.
That's not, no, and what's the spread? I'm sorry. Oh,
minus 2.5.
Minus 2.5. Okay.
Okay.
So they got a few. Oh, we'll use, they will win by more than a field goal.
The Bills are at home, though. The Bills are at home.
And they're winning by more than a field goal, you said.
They're winning by more than a field goal. You want to know why?
Tell me.
Because there's so much hype around this Dolphins.
Yes, defense. There is. There truly is.
So much hype around this Dolphins offense that I think
they're going to take Bills, it personal.
Yes.
Okay.
Shut these boys down.
Okay.
Because if we keep it real, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, Tua doesn't throw outside the numbers. He just anticipates the middle of the field like a monster. Sure. Yeah. So he anticipates the middle of the field. If you can close up the middle of the field against these guys,
yes,
you can focus on those digs and focus on those quick play actions where he's doing these slide protections and he's letting it go. And you can get him. You got to get him off his first read. That's Agreed. What you got to do it to it.
Yes.
You can get him off the first read. He's not athletic enough. He has pretty good pocket presence. People underestimate that. But I don't think he's good got enough.
The arm strength to even get it to a second read? Yes, I completely agree with you.
I mean, you took a little further than I would. Yeah, but I would just say.
I did. I went a little personal on that one.
but you know what I mean? Like it's more to him that way. And I think because what has been happening the first 3 weeks, and I think that I didn't watch the Patriots game, but I'm pretty sure they only put 24 up on the Patriots. I'm pretty sure they got him off his first read more often than the Chargers did. The Chargers did not. He just boop, boop, boop. Yeah, it was just up and down, up and down.
Tyreek had 40 yards against the Patriots. 40. And he didn't he didn't even get the ball thrown to him in the fourth quarter.
So that's what I'm saying. So I think that this game is going to be – this is the Bills trying to show that they're the best team in football, I think. But, I mean, we'll see. Maybe the Dolphins' offense is really for real, but I don't know. The Broncos' D is kind of garbage. Vance Joseph sucks. And, all right.
I'm not fighting you on any of that.
So what are you going, Chris? What are you going on with this one?
I'm teasing it. This is what I'm doing. I'm getting that over, down, under 50.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the plus points. So – what Dolphins are plus 2.5, so I'm gonna get that up to 8.5. So it's a touchdown game. I feel comfortable with the 8.5, and then it'll be, what would you say, 53? So it'll be 45.
Okay.
So I'm not counting, and I'm not saying who's winning that game. All I know is that the Dolphins are gonna cover plus 8.5, and the game is going over 45 points.
Okay. Okay.
Because right. I'm with you. I don't trust Tua. And I sure as hell don't trust Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't. I trust Josh Allen. Especially in a game like this. Especially if they're at home. Maybe if it's in Miami, it'll be different. But he's at home. That's why I think they're going to win this game. Because they're pretty damn good at home.
They don't lose a lot at home. They got Xavier Howard still on that other side of the ball.
I don't know if that makes a difference. I mean, the Bills can run the ball now. So, like, the Bills are a damn good offense. They just – I don't know what happened week one.
We'll see.
Week one is week one.
Hashtag we'll see. Marcus sometimes is taking those Bills to cover, and I'm taking a tease and the points.
Yeah, I feel it. All right, so next one we're going to go to Ravens versus Browns.
This is going to be a good division game. Yeah, I think we're on the same page here with this one.
All right, so it's 2-2-1 teams. Mm-hmm. One's coming off a
embarrassing loss.
Yeah, embarrassing loss to the Colts. And then one's coming off a dominant win, 27-3 over the Titans, mm-hmm. which is a we're talking about great defenses right now. It's the Browns. So I think Lamar Jackson, who I think, you know, has been looking really clean. I think, you know, sometimes his pass game, check out his little stats here. So
his numbers aren't that good.
Yeah. I mean, his numbers aren't great right now, but I think his film is a little better than his numbers.
I agree.
So I think
he's making some good decisions with the football.
He doesn't have his offensive line is beat up. And
so, but suppose, yeah, they didn't have, their center was at Lindenbaum, and they didn't have Ronnie Staley at left tackle.
Yeah, and they're both questionable this week.
They're leaning towards playing him, though.
Stanley's doubtful. He's not playing.
Did they change that? I could have sworn I heard on there, because anytime I get in the car out here, I got that sports radio going, and maybe I could have sworn that they said that they liked where he was at. But if he's doubtful, I'm gonna take those words and put them back in my mouth.
Yeah, because if he's doubtful, Lamar has no chance in this game, because we're talking about the
Miles Garrett. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Deshaun Watson, they're at home, so he's going to get a good Amari Cooper. so they're at home. Amari Cooper's going to show out. It's now on the road. I don't know what he does on the road. I don't know if he just, like, the way he prepares on the road. I don't know what it is. But at home, when he has the full time, he'd be chill at his house the whole week and get ready for the game, he balls. So they're at home last week, and he balled. And they're at home week one. He had a great game. He didn't play well week two on the road, and we're at home again. So I think Deshaun Watson's going to play well. He played really well last week. He's 27-33 after making that stupid play that made him go viral. I don't know if he had his phone. He bet about his phone on the sideline because he balled after that. So I give Deshaun Watson a little credit. He's starting to get in the offense. You know, looking like Deshaun Watson a little bit. So I think this is the Browns win this game easy.
Easy. You think it's easy?
Yeah, I think people are going to talk about, can Lamar Jackson throw after this game? This is that type of game.
Oh. What's the line? Or what's the spread? I'm sorry.
-2.5.
Okay, so we're at the same
line. No, my bad. -2. Not my -2.5. It's -2.
That's two. Okay, so Vegas is telling you something there.
See, the thing is, I don't know how the Ravens are going to score if they ain't got Ronnie Stanley and Tyler Linderbaum. I don't know how they're going to score points. Because I'm telling you how the ball, man. You got Za'Darius Smith. No, you got Za'Darius Smith and Myles Garrett.
Yeah, that's why you run the ball. They're going to run the football. I'm telling you.
You're going to make me see who's on this D-line real quick. Because
I'm going to make you tell me who's in the middle of that defensive line and who's the linebacker. What is that?
The dude from Notre Dame. He's the linebacker.
Osu Komoa.
Yeah. He's there.
He's a linebacker, yeah.
Okay. You got Maurice Hurst, who's a good defensive
He's an okay interior defensive player.
He can rust a passer, though. He could play.
We're not talking about passing, Marcus. We're talking about the running game right now.
They got Jordan Elliott. He's actually playing a lot of snaps, but he's not playing very well now that I'm looking at it. But they got great corners, and you're not going to be able to pass with Delpit, Ward, Greg Newsome, and linebacker Anthony Walker is a good line. Oh, Shelby Harris. My bad. Shelby Harris is over there, too. He's a good defensive end.
What's the over-under?
The over-under in that game. Let me go back here.
I'm making you go all over the place.
The over-under in this game is 39, which I like. I'm taking that under.
They're going to run all game long. I'm telling you, this is going to be a classic AFC North. They're going to beat the crap out of each other. You're right on the under. And I'm gonna do the same thing that I'm doing for Buffalo. I'll probably put these together. I'm gonna tease both of these, get the points up to that'll be up at 45 then, and then we'll get the line up to 8.5, or no, eight, just eight, because it's only two. So I'm gonna take the Ravens +8, and I'm gonna take the under 45.
Okay.
It's a coin flip here for me, too.
I'm taking the Browns because I think this is going to be a beatdown.
I'm not feeling very confident about individual teams winning this week. I'm all about taking points.
And not even about like a beatdown, like a 38-3 beatdown, like a 17-3 like beatdown. That type of beatdown where it's like
it's going to be ugly. It's going to be a nasty football game. There's gonna be a lot of personal fouls. Personal foul on the defense. That's gonna be happening all day. Personal foul on both sides of the ball. They're gonna get mean. They're gonna get ugly with each other.
All right, Chris. Okay, so I got a good one for you here. Let's go Cardinals 49ers.
I know the Cardinals are a little bit of kryptonite for the Niners.
I mean, this game's minus 14. That's why I don't want to talk about this game, because this is minus 14. which I think is just a little bit crazy after they just beat down the Cowboys.
I know. Is it in Arizona?
It is in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. I can see why. I can see why they would do that.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, this Cardinals defense has a pass rush, bro. Because I was looking at these just PFF stats, just chilling at work. I'm just looking at PFF stats and stuff like that. These, I don't know, that Gardner dude, he can rush the passer. They got some dude named Dietrich Cooney or something. He can rush the passer. Jonathan Ledbetter's got all these snaps. These dudes at the defensive line are legit. And, you know, they had the Giants down. I don't know what happened in that game. It just the Giants decided they didn't want to lose. But it didn't happen again against the Cowboys. They dominated the Cowboys.
They did dominate the Cowboys. And I blame Dak, man. I think he was not making good decisions with the football.
Yeah, so, I mean, but with that pressure that you're getting, you know, it's really going to test this 49ers offensive line. I don't think
Zach Martin wasn't playing, and weren't they down a tackle as well?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, the Niners got Trent Williams, but let's say
the Niners are a fairly healthy team. Like, if you're missing two offensive linemen, that's a big deal.
The Niners don't have a good offensive line. I'm gonna tell you that right now. They do not have a good offensive line. So, because even T.J. Watt had like two sacks and like a. like a fumble recovery, he dominated them. Yeah. I mean, just Kenny Pickett and the offense couldn't do anything. So they don't have a good offensive line over there. So that's why it's a little interesting to see how this game is going to go out, because that defensive line with the Cardinals, man, I'm telling you, is pretty good. They got they got Zaven Collins. They got some good young players over there.
Zaven's good over there.
I don't know if Buddha's coming back.
I don't think Buddha's coming back.
It's just some, I don't know. I just feel like this game minus 14, we're going to see, right? Brock Purdy really showed out last week though. His first time, like over 35 passes, they're like, they trust him. Uh-huh. They trust him. Mm-hmm. They trust him.
That whole team, they love him over there. They love that kid. Are you taking minus 14?
No. This one's tough because the 49ers are so damn good.
They are good. They could drop 30 in a blink of an eye.
Is Josh because the other side of this is what is Josh Dobbs going to do?
He already showed out. He already showed out against the Cowboys defense. You think that they're going to let him get away with that?
No.
You think Niners defense is going to let him get away with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I still think I kind of want to take the minus 14 now that I look at it. Because it's crazy because – I just don't know what is Josh Dobbs going to do against the Niners defense. And I know the Cowboys defense is really, really good, but they lost Trayvon Diggs.
Yep, he was completely out.
Who knows?
I think it's a very situational defense in Dallas. And they could not stop anything against the Cardinals. I have a lot more faith in the Niners defense than I would ever have in the Cowboys defense. So I'm inclined to agree with you that I think this line is a good one. And I'm going to go Niners minus 14. I'm not even going to mess around and tease it.
Okay. All right. Trying to see what other games we got here, man. There's a Chiefs versus Jets, but
it's not what it should be. You mean you don't want to talk about the Bears playing the Broncos? You don't want to talk about Russell Wilson versus Justin Fields?
Yeah, all right, but here's a game we should talk about. Let's talk about the Patriots versus the Cowboys here. Patriots-Cowboys. Because Cowboys coming off a tough loss. They dominated. They got through the we don't know what anybody's doing weeks dominating, uh-huh. And then we got into the hey we got some film on your week and they lost. So uh-huh. I think that's a one to a team that they shouldn't have lost to. So
agreed.
What does that mean for this team? I mean, the Patriots they're coming. They're going to play defense. We all know they're going to play defense. Mm-hmm. They're going to do this really well. They are Dallas is minus 6.5 in this one. Mm-hmm. Old touchdown. How are you feeling about this?
I saw something on Twitter about Mac Jones when it comes to playing against the spread. And he doesn't cover.
He doesn't ever.
He does not cover. Is it what? When is this game? Is this a primetime game?
It's at 4:25.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to remember what the parameters were for why they said this, but it was like 11 straight not covering. So I'm going with the Cowboys. Give me the 6.5.
You're going with Cowboys six.
Cowboys by a touchdown. They're at home, right? It's not in New England.
No, it is not.
Yeah. So at home, I think this defense is pissed from what happened against the Cardinals.
Okay.
In my experience with Mike McCarthy, he doesn't have two stinkers in a row.
Okay.
You know, he's very susceptible to the bad games. I've seen plenty of those. And the embarrassing losses, I've seen a lot of those. But I've never seen him do it 2 weeks in a row. So I'm gonna take the 6.5. I have no faith in Mac Jones. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna take the Patriots spread. I'm not gonna take the money line because I think they're gonna keep this game close because I think there's some cracks in the Cowboys offense. They don't throw downfield. Mike McCarthy's calling plays, so we're back to slant flats. So since we're back to there, I think there's a little trouble in this offense. It's like I said, they got through weeks 1 and 2, right? Dominating. But I think there's some big cracks in that offense. I think Mike McCarthy is just not as creative as he thinks he is. And he wanted control over that offense, right? Sure. And I think we're going to see that really bleed into this game. I'm not saying the Patriots just dominate them and they end up winning, but I'm talking about like 23-20, 2017 type of thing. So that's why I think I'm going to take the spread with the Patriots.
Okay. So they'll win by less than a touchdown. You've got Dallas winning, just not by a touchdown.
Just not by a touchdown. Okay. I think Dallas might win the game, but I'm just saying, I just feel like it's going to be a lot closer than people than that spread. I think that spread is crazy.
I think Max, he's still got some more work to do in Bill O'Brien's offense to try and master it, even though that was the same offense he played under in Alabama, wasn't it? Or was Bill Bill was there, right?
Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
When Max was there? No, he wasn't.
Okay. All right. I couldn't remember. All right. Yeah. I don't think Mac, I don't think he's got it figured out quite yet. And that's the interesting thing is going to be, Zeke's going to want to try and do something coming back and playing in Dallas. So I don't see two stinkers in a row. I don't see two stinkers in a row.
All right. Here's an interesting one. We got a quarterback who's struggling and another quarterback who is struggling since he lost Arthur Smith. Joe Burrow versus Ryan Tannehill, the Bengals at the Titans, both 1-2. This is a pivotal game. You don't want to be 1-3. You know, you got to come back, win some games. Joe Burrow has a YPA under 5. I think he was up there with guys after 3 games with YPA under 5 with J.P. Lossman. Oh, you remember J.P. Lossman? That's a guy from back in the day. So Joe Burrow's off to a slow start.
He did this last year too. He did the same thing last year.
No, he threw picks last year. Let's keep it real. He threw picks. He wasn't Mr. Dink and Dunk. Like this is what we're seeing here. We were seeing Dink and Dunking and him not trusting his line. And now he can't move.
He's definitely not trusting his line. And I think it has specifically to do with the fact that he can't move. He's getting the ball out and dinking and dunking because there's more wrong with that calf than we're being told.
Oh, of course. And he's trying to play through it. And he's trying to fight through it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who their backup is. They're not going to win if they put the other guy in. So he might as well play Joe. But they got to find a way to get this offense going. The broadcast made it seem like they got the offense going. If you watch the broadcast, like, like, let's put up 19 points, dog. Like, let's keep it real.
Okay, against the Rams. It's not like
against the Rams.
They don't have a defense anymore.
You know what I mean? And that game was like a lot closer than it should have been. So
yeah,
I mean, he wasn't impressive.
They didn't have their first touchdown, I think, until the second half.
Yeah.
Of the game. The entire game. Not just the Bengals. Of the entire game. It was ugly. It was very ugly.
So that's what I'm saying. So they could play defense. So that's why I think they're going to beat the Titans. I kind of like the spread in this one, -2.5 Bengals. Just because the Titans are, besides playing the worst defense of football in the Chargers, who they only put 24 up on, they have scored 15 and 3.
Yeah, they're in trouble over there. They're in trouble.
Yeah, man.
They don't have a spark, man. Like they've got some old wily vets, and there's just no like spark. There's nothing that's turning that team into what they've been the last few years, which is a powerhouse killer. Like they're killing all the big teams in the AFC. They're the surprise team that's doing it, and they just don't have that same spark in what they're doing offensively. I mean, you know Ryan Tannehill is going to eventually throw something stupid and cause a problem, but they've always been able to overcome that at some point, and it's just it hasn't been a thing. I feel like, has Derrick Henry really even gotten going?
No, Derrick Henry sucks this year.
Yeah, like I know I'm looking forward to that little backup that they got there getting more carries, because I stashed him on all my fantasy teams. He's gonna be the kid that I end up as my keeper for next season. I think when we get late into the season, they're gonna put Derek on the bench and let this kid run free.
Yeah, man. I mean, Derek Henry just has had what like 20,000 carries in his career. Eventually, it was about to happen. You know, it was bound.
Well, it's still early in the season. They're at home. I still truly don't trust Ryan Tannehill in the slightest. So it's not going to be because of Tannehill that they magically win. It'll be because the defense gets one on Joe Burrow. And if Joe's sticking with Dinkin and Duncan, I think he's – I haven't seen any of the film yet to confirm it. Are they going too high on him? Make sure that he can't throw the ball at all downfield?
Yeah, like always, yeah. I
mean. But like to an extreme almost. It's a six-man box.
They're they're
five-man box, six-man box, like daring them to run the football. And Joe's like, nah, man, I'm still going to chuck it.
Yeah, no, and Joe Mixon is not good. So he's washed.
Losing Perrine, I think, was a detriment to the way that offense moves it up and down the field.
Yeah, they are struggling over there in Bengaland. They can't run the ball. They can't really pass anymore. Yeah, man, the quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not counting them out yet. They had a slow start last season, and it was a lot to do with the interceptions, but it's too early in the season to really count anybody out.
Yeah, you're right. All right. There's really no other games to talk about. I mean, these games suck, man, today.
This is going to be a really interesting week three. Who's the Monday night game? Isn't it something gross?
Seahawks versus Giants. I mean,
yeah. What was that? That was
Seahawks can't play defense. So I mean, let's talk about that one. I was going to talk about Raiders Chargers because I'm just mad how good Justin Herbert looks when I watch him on film. I'm just upset about it. So it ruined my week.
That defense should be able to keep you in the game still, though.
We'll see. I mean, do you know who our quarterback is, Chris?
Bro, didn't they just lose Corey Lindsley?
He's gonna seal. No, because our quarterback's just gonna see Khalil Mack breathe from like a mile away. He's gonna start shaking. So,
well, the Chargers lost Mike Williams, and they lost their center Corey Lindsley. He went down.
Yes. You're saying all these things that should happen, but come on,
Those are big pieces.
Jimmy Garoppolo has the best pocket in the world. He I don't know, like the ghost of Deacon Jones comes and tackles him. I don't know what happens, but Deacon Jones starts chasing him.
Jones. I don't know. Well, that's a shout out there, man.
I don't know what's happening.
That's a Hall of Fame name.
Jimmy Garoppolo, but Khalil Mack's going to get close to like breathe and be like, boo. And he's like throwing interceptions. So.
Yeah, and isn't Bosa? They're both healthy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both healthy. Sides. Yeah.
You better run the ball.
No, the Chargers can stop the run this year. They can't stop the pass.
Oh, well. I don't know what to tell you, Marcus.
They fixed that problem. No, they fixed the run problem. And now they can't stop the pass.
Are you at home? That's this issue. Are you at home? Or are you in LA?
I mean, the Charger Stadium is a Raiders home stadium. I mean, it's going to be
every team that walks into LA, it's their home stadium.
But it's just, I mean, the Raiders are plus four and a half on this one. I mean,
get out.
I mean, actually, it was plus five and a half. It was plus five. It went up to plus five and a half, actually. I think the more Jimmy Garoppolo gets becomes more healthy, he might play. It went up. Because he's just not going to play good thing.
Do you want to see the backup? Do you want to see?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I want to see the rookie. Because the offensive line is playing really well. And there's really no reason for Jimmy Garoppolo to be sucking right now. Like, if he's under pressure, like Jordan Love or something like that, he's under pressure all the time. I'd be like, okay, I get it. Like, he has the cleanest pockets versus Buffalo, but nobody was near him. And, like, he was under pressure like four times that game. And he threw two interceptions. Like, how does that happen? How does that happen, Chris? No. That is not supposed to happen.
No, it's not supposed to happen.
You're like a quarterback, and you're just making sandwich. Like you remember the interception from last Sunday? I don't know if you watched that game, but you just remember the interception he threw up, the second one?
I didn't get to see your game last week.
Oh my God, Chris. He had Davante Adams on a simple play action skinny post. Like, this is like the anything that we have run in many offenses, you probably ran into high school.
Bread
play
and action butter.
Skinny
yeah.
post, right?
Yeah.
So he hits the play action. He's about to hit the skinny post. And Davante Adams, of course, is dust Levi Wallace. So he just dusts Levi Wallace. Uh-huh. I mean, he has about 5 yards of separation. I guess Alex Highsmith didn't drop enough for him. But this is a second level throw. Like, he's 15 yards. Alex Highsmith is at 5 yards. This is, come on, man. This is your quarterback. You know what he does? He hitched. And then Chris, it doesn't finish in there. So he hitches, and then since he missed him, he then points Davante up towards like somewhere. Okay, now the way that it was designed is play action. So we got a tight end on TJ Watt, Michael Mayer, who actually did a good job for how the throw was supposed to be done. He does a great job on TJ Watt, but of course he can't hold TJ Watt for 5 seconds.
He gets tossed.
Yeah, it's 5 seconds. He can't hold him for 5 seconds. He's a tight end, right? So he eventually beats Michael Mayer, and then Jimmy Garoppolo sees him. He just throws it up and into like traffic with like three guys over there, and he throws an interception. And after that, see, I would have cut him at that point. So since I would have cut him, and they didn't, and they want to keep playing him, I don't see how it gets better. You know, I just don't. So I'm kind of done with the Raiders. As long as he's the quarterback, there's no way he can't run this offense. He's not smart enough. I don't think he watches tape. I feel like all he does is watches women.
Oh,
yeah. I just don't like the guy. I don't like how.
Wow, you're super anti Jimmy.
Yeah, because he's pissing me off, man. Because I gotta watch him. When I have to watch him, it's fine. Well, I can just watch him from afar.
I cannot wait to sit back on Twitter and watch you and the Raiders fans go at it over Jimmy.
Oh my God, nobody's even fighting me over Jimmy anymore. They're done with him too.
Okay, good.
But it was just in the offseason, because I'm telling you, that dude, I don't know why anybody think he's good. He's so awful. Anyways, back to this game. Seahawks versus Giants. Let's get to some actually good players. So
okay, let's pump the brakes a little.
Daniel Jones. Geno Smith. I mean, Geno Smith.
Oh, Geno Smith is good. Jones versus Geno Smith. There's a great game to talk about.
Geno Smith is balling, bro. Don't hate on Geno. Listen. He's back. He had a bad game week one, but week one is an anomaly. I mean, week one has some weird stuff. Okay, they lost to the Rams 30-13, but they have put up 37 the next 2 weeks. Okay, so I mean, he put up 37 on the Lions.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm still a little upset with that game too. I really just don't like Seattle, Marcus. I can't get over that.
Yeah, you hate Seattle.
Like, both these teams ruin my playoffs all the time. Like, I don't want to talk about these guys.
You hate Seattle. It's hilarious.
I hate Seattle. And I'm not the biggest fan of the Giants either. And it has a little bit more to do than just being Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah. I know these things, but I'm just saying, man, you got to kind of let just navigate this game. I think Geno Smith has been playing really well the last 2 weeks. He played really bad the first week, but he took it back. I mean, he had a great game against Seahawks, 300 yards against the Lions. I mean, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, you know, has great tape on that one. Really fantastic tape, to be honest, on that one. And then the next one against the Panthers, nobody really beat up the Panthers. He had a pretty good game. He did throw a pick, but he still put up 296 yards, high YPA. So, I mean, he's become a consistent quarterback at this point. So
I can accept you calling him a consistent quarterback.
Consistent top 15 guy.
I can. You know, yeah. I'm right. I'll even give you, I didn't say he's a top 13 guy.
Oh, all right. I mean, I like that, but it's consistent. I mean,
it is consistent.
It's consistency, right?
That's what we need. That's what we need out of this position.
Yeah. So if the Seahawks know where they're getting every single week, a guy who's going to run the offense really well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't see how that game's close unless the Seahawks defense is terrible.
Are they home or is it in New York?
It's in New York.
Well, I guess it doesn't bother Seattle because they deal with rain all the time. But it's like flash floods in New York City right now, so it's gonna be wet out there, and they're gonna run the ball for sure a lot.
Saquon's That's back it. Though, I think.
What's our spread on this one?
He's questionable. It's -1.5 Seahawks.
-1.5. Seattle's getting point. They're getting on the road. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna go with Seattle. I don't trust Daniel Jones, even in the slightest.
I'll go Seattle, too. Yeah, Seattle's going to win this game. I think Seattle's a good team. I mean, they have a great offense, right? I don't know if they're good on defense. I mean, they probably aren't. But they have a great offense that could get them to the playoffs. Yep. You know, they were saying, like, Geno Smith, he's been in this offense for a minute. Yep. He runs really well. He's got DK Metcalf. He's got, the dude from Ohio State. I can't even think of his name right now.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yes, there you go. And then DK Metcalf. And then he has a great running game. They got a great offense. So, and then I think he's getting his some of his tackles back. Let's see. Yeah, he's getting his tackles back.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm. He's getting both tackles back. No, Lucas is on IR, so he's not. Oh, but he's getting crossed, though, back. He's getting crossed
back. They picked up Peterson, or Peters, didn't they? Jason Peters?
Did they?
I could have sworn they did when both the tackles went down.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Maybe. But, I don't know.
I mean, if you got Peters running out there, you're good, bud.
Peter's like 43, man.
Yeah, but he's still better than all those kids that they got.
All right. No other really other games you want to talk about, Chris? Anything? Last things you want to talk about? Anything? Anything?
I'm just trying to still woosaw after the loss last week. I was looking at the schedule. I was, you know, with. Playing on a Thursday night, we get a bye week essentially here before Monday night against you guys. Then
that's
we actually
long,
have
a
our
long, that's a long week.
And then we actually have our bye week immediately after. And then we get Denver after the bye week. So I'm sorry, Marcus. We're gonna be 4-2 by the time November starts. So
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I worry.
That offensive line.
I'm going to worry. Yeah, it's banged up. It's banged up. What do you want? It's banged up.
But we have Jimmy Garoppolo. This is saying Jimmy Garoppolo's playing. I'm not going to argue with you, Chris, because I don't know. Rashawn Gary is going to look at him.
Rashawn Gary is going to light him up.
He's going to look at him really hard before the snaps.
Rashawn Gary's coming, man. He's
going to start shaking.
He's going to have 10 sacks easy this year.
He's going to catch the ball and start shaking as soon as he It's like, bro, calm down. it was hilarious. The most hilarious part of that game is his whole family was there, and he played absolutely god off. He flew out his grandpa.
Were they in the end zone? Were they in the end zone with the club?
And in the press box.
Oh, he had him up top. All right. He didn't give him his normal table at the club at the stadium.
No, because the reason why I stopped liking him, Chris, is because when I found that his brother is his manager. And I was thinking, like, why do you have a manager? So I know you have an agent. Why do you have a manager? What are you doing, Jimmy? What are you over here? He's your NDA signer? That's what he is. It's not disclosure.
Yeah. He only parties at the stadium, in the club at the stadium. You got to walk in. You got to sign the NDA. They don't have the cameras for him because, mm-hmm. Davis is making sure that he's got a happy quarterback. Right? Jimmy – He's got Jimmy in the club downstairs and inside the stadium.
Jimmy, you can't party this offense, man. There's like three reads on every single route. And then you got to be the same page. Like Davante Adams, Davante Adams has got it down, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's pissed. That's why he's talking out, because he has it down. He's running all the routes correctly and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the guys are. It's Jimmy. Jimmy is head spinning because he was drunk last night with his brothers. Having had the whole family. I bet they had a great Italian dinner on Saturday. That's what I'm saying. You heard he got drunk. Great Italian dinner. I bet the food was amazing.
Oh, I'm sure.
The food was fantastic.
That's Vegas, baby. You know what you know what it is? He's getting ready for the F1 race.
Maybe.
He's getting ready for the F1 race. After the F1 race. Is that even Wednesday? He's got a few, like another month or two before that? Mm-hmm. Or is, maybe after the F1 race, he'll be locked in.
Too much, you know what I'm saying? Especially they gave him the signing bonus. Man, they gave him like saving $17 million in signing bonus. He probably got the best Italian wine he could find and had it turned up with his family. And then, but you had to go play the Steelers the next day. So,
whoops.
Whoops. I don't know. All right, guys, ready here. Obviously, I'm frustrated with how the Raiders look because, obviously. Chris is frustrated, but he thinks they're going to –
I'm optimistic.
We got the Raiders and Broncos next couple weeks.
I still got them getting to 10 wins.
Yeah, he's still got them getting to 10 wins.
We're going to have – I think there's like a four-game stretch where we'll probably lose like three of the four in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's something to worry about later on.
We'll worry about that later on. All right, so like I said, follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. Also, follow us on Instagram, ALPA_QB1. Same thing, A Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at TheMarchOnNFL. And then for Chris at King Manelos. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button on iTunes as well. All right? We're out of here. Peace.